Right, there's a famous Talmudic saying that every blade of grass has an angel that is calling on to it grow. The angel itself can't grow. Again, it's static. But the angel can call upon the blade of grass and tell the blade of grass, come on, come on, grow, grow higher, you can do it. In these classes, what we want to do is we want to go into this very abstract notion of emunah, faith, and we want to try and explore it and give it more substance and more meaning so that it becomes something a bit more concrete for us. People talk about faith, it's a very airy concept. It's very abstract, it's very subjective, it's very personal also. And people mean different things when they refer to emunah or faith. When they say that they're a believer, they're a theist as opposed to an atheist. And when they talk about their faith, sometimes people are reluctant to talk about their faith because it's so subjective and special to them. Sometimes they're over-enthusiastic to talk about their faith, but it doesn't really get across to other people because people don't know what they're talking about. It's very, again, abstract and personal. So what we're trying to do in this series of classes is that we're trying to give more words and meaning and substance and sort of add dimensions to this topic. And the more we discuss it and we open it up and we unfold it, so to speak, or unpack it, the more it becomes something we can really turn to in life in a better way, much better way, than simply saying that we do have faith or we don't have faith or we should be stronger in our faith and so on. So what we want to do today is we want to look at the Hebrew word for faith, emunah, and we want to take it apart and see that it has actually four different meanings. The very word, the root, the three-letter root of emunah is aleph mem nun, and this root means four different things. And if we look at those four different things, we see that they complement one another. You can put them all together, and they create a kind of ladder or a structure. And we're going to go over each one, and we're going to start at the top, at the highest level or highest meaning, which corresponds to a level within us, a layer within our souls, within our psyches. And then we're going to go down into ever more concrete and practical ways of understanding what emunah means, what faith means in Hebrew. And when we think about it, then we said that where does emunah reside? Emunah resides in our superconscious. Our superconscious, the surrounding lights level of who we are, this is the fifth level that we're not going to talk about. That's a level that is like it has no name and it has no meaning. It's beyond meanings. It's something you can't really explain. But now we're going to have four levels that we can explain, four different meanings for emunah, and that's like the light of faith descending and entering our consciousness and becoming more and more concrete and more something that we can actually experience in our lives. So we're starting with the very first meaning. So the first meaning of this word, aleph mem nun, is strength. And in Hebrew it goes omen. Omen is strength. So for example, there's a verse in Isaiah that says, Asita pele, you made wonders. Etzot merachok emunah omen. Advice from afar. And then it says faith and has this other word again, omen. Same root in a shorter way. And what it means is that the advice that you, Hashem, God, gave us from far away, that is from long time ago, through your prophets, they have become real and true in a very strong way. And actually, when you can think about something even simpler. When someone says a blessing and people answer amen, and this has become, of course, a universal word, all Christians use it all over the world, amen, amen, it's a Hebrew word, then what do we mean? When someone says a blessing and we say amen, we mean that we want to strengthen your blessing, made come true. So we're strengthening your blessing. That's the simplest meaning of the word amen, And that's one of the roots of the word emunah, or lehaamin, faith, or to believe. So what do we get from this? We get from this that in a very interesting way, emunah is the source of strength. And in a way, it's the strongest, most powerful thing we can possess. It's the source of our own strength. Now, this appears very paradoxical because, in a way, emunah is the weakest thing we can have because it's not based on any facts. If it's based on a fact, it's knowledge, it's not faith. If you believe in something, it means you don't have absolute concrete proof. So it appears to be weaker than science and weaker than experiential knowledge, empirical knowledge, weaker than a lot of things. And yet, ironically, paradoxically, because it is so subjective and so internal and something that only you know that you possess and that you're connected to God in this subtlest of ways that's very, very on the inside of you, you can't really share it, that makes it the most powerful thing we can have. More powerful than scientific knowledge, more powerful than promises made by other people, more powerful than anything we think we can rely on in the world. So this is the first meaning of faith, of emunah, is that has to do with omen or amen, strengthening strength. It's the source of strength. There's an interesting thing in Hebrew that if you think about, you take verbs or roots of verbs, which are again three letters usually or sometimes four, and then you can add letters to them and then they become past, present, or future. So if you want to take any verb in Hebrew and you want to turn it into the future tense, for example, you want to say, let's talk about believing. So I will say, I will believe is a'amin, you will believe is ta'amin, he will believe is ya'amin, and she will believe is also ta'amin. Hang on, so it's amin, amin, ta'amin. Oh, and we will believe is na'amin. So you have four different letters that you can add to every verb, not just emunah, any verb in Hebrew. There are four letters that you can add, and it makes it the future tense. It's aleph, yud, taf, and nun. Together they create the word eitan. Eitan is strong. So there's a strong connection between strength and the future tense. So in a way we can think that when we believe in Hashem, it's almost like we're traveling to the future, and it's like back to the future, we're in the future, and we're seeing things from the perspective of how it's all going to turn out for the best in the end. We don't know that it will, but we believe that it will. And having this belief, this faith, that in the end, it'll all turn out for the best, and we'll see in our eyes that it was all for the best. So if you take the letters of the future, the Hebrew letters that convey, that manifest the future, you get the word Eitan. Also Tanya, by the way, if you like the book of the Tanya in Chabad, same letters. But Tanya is an Aramaic word, but Eitan is a Hebrew word. It means strength. So emunah has to do with strength, and this is the highest level. This is the level it corresponds to the letter Yud in Hashem's name. Because the four meanings that we're going over now, they correspond, like every time we have a set of four things, they correspond to the four letters of God's name, the tetragrammaton. So this level corresponds to Yud, the first letter, and it's the level of wisdom, it's the level of inspiration, and this has to do with strength. Just a quick story that reflects how emunah can give us strength. So there's a story about Rabbi Meir of Parmishlan, one of the greatest Hasidic rabbis, Meir of Parmishlan. And he was quite old and not very strong. But what happened was that where he lived, the place that all the men would go for the mikveh in order to have the purifying sort of bath, purifying that you dip in water, you immerse yourself in water of purification, and usually you do this before Shabbat. So it would be, in order to get from where he lived, that we all live, their village, into the place where they used to go for the mikveh, there was like a mountain. And during the winter time, it was snowy and icy, and people had to go around it. And it was a longer way, but it was dangerous to climb this mountain because everything was slippery. You could fall. But, however, Rabbi Meir of Hamishlan, despite not being the youngest person, even in wintertime, he would take the short route. He would go through the mountain, go up and down, and get there safely. One time, there was a bunch of visitors that weren't Hasidim, and they didn't believe that righteous rabbis have, you know, superhuman blessings, or they have anything that's beyond the normal. And they saw him. It was Friday, and they saw him going over there. So, okay, we can do it. If he can do it, we can do it. We're younger than him. And they started going up, and they slipped and fell and even got hurt. but he went back the same way. And at some point they asked him, how can you do this? We're younger and stronger than you are, and we couldn't make it. We fell and we got hit. And then he said something very simple. He says, when you're connected above, you don't fall below. You don't trip. You don't fall. I'm connected above. I have like this rope, this invisible rope. It connects me to heaven. And this is the rope of Emunah. And it makes me strong. It keeps me strong and it keeps me safe. I have this invisible wire. So that's the first level, first meaning. Second level is that from the same three letters, Aleph, Mem, Nun, we can construct the word in the same order. The word Emun. Emun is trust. Trust is not exactly the same thing as faith, but here it's an aspect of faith. It's a facet, or it's an element of what faith is all about. Trusting someone is very close to believing in someone. It's interesting that in America, on every dollar bill, you have the slogan, "In God we trust." And in Hebrew, it can actually sound the same, Le'amin be'ashem. Le'amin be'ashem is to have faith that God exists, or to believe that God exists. It also means to trust God. So it's one of the meanings of Emunah. So what is trust? What is Emun? Emun, this is now the second level. The letter Hey has to do with Bina, or understanding, consciousness. And it also has to do with our relationship with other people. Because wisdom is between us and Hashem. And Bina, understanding, is now the other person or reality is coming into view. And here, interacting with other people, we have this challenge. So do we trust people? Do we don't trust people? When you trust someone, it means that you have faith in their souls, that they have a soul, that it's a good soul. And even if right now on the surface they may not appear to be good people, then you have this faith that underneath they are. And you trust them. You have this trust. You have to be very careful with your trust. You have to be very, you know, cautiously optimistic about other people. Optimistic, but cautiously so, right? Because you want to be realistic. And Bina, understanding, is also realistic. But underneath, beneath the realism, there's this optimism and hope that people are trustworthy. And beyond all that, that God is trustworthy. That we want to trust God. Now, trust means that it's not just an article of faith. When we're talking about having faith in something, and also that it's a very strong faith, it's an article of faith. That's more like the previous meaning. But trusting someone means it has to be practical. It's not just in theory. You have to follow them. Trusting someone is not a theory. Do you trust me? Yes. Prove it. Show me that you trust me by going after him, by doing what I'm asking you to, by taking a chance based on what I'm saying. So this is a second level. It's not the source of high transcendental strength. It's something else. It has to do with trusting Hashem, and that means following Hashem. Now also, Hashem wants to trust us. There's a verse that says, Banim lo emun bam. My children, I lost faith in them, or I lost my ability to trust them. Now, the more we have faith, the more we prove to Hashem that we are trustworthy, and the more he can, and we do this by believing in him and following him. So we follow him, we trust him, and then he can trust us more. And interestingly, what does he do when he trusts us more? He challenges us more. When you trust someone, when you want to test if someone is trusting you, or you want to simply make it something that you know exists in the world, that if you trust me, then go after me, you know, maybe a little bit blindly. You can understand. So the more we trust Hashem, the more he trusts us, the more he challenges this faith, and we'll have ever increasingly more challenges that in which we can prove we can trust Hashem. So that's the second level that we have here, right? It's beautiful how much you don't get this if you look at the English word faith. You do get this when you look at the Hebrew word emunah, and then you can look at all the different meanings. So again, first one is strength, and the second one is trust. Third one, there's another word. It's omen. Omen is like the caretaker of a child. Usually we're talking about an omenit, that's like a nanny. But you can also be a male omen. Omen is like a caretaker or a nanny, female, male, doesn't matter, that raises the child. So you have a child and you want to raise him. And the verse in the Torah is, Kasher yisa ha'omenit hayonek, as the caretaker carries the baby or the child, so does Hashem carry us and raises us. Now the idea here, this corresponds to the letter Vav. The letter Vav is the letter connecting the intellectual level with the emotional level. It goes down from, it's like a line, like a channel, and it goes down from the intellect into our midot, it's called, into the attributes of the heart, and it sort of again raises them, makes them grow, makes them mature. And so the idea is that faith is the source of our constant coming into maturity. The process of learning and growing and being on a constant learning curve and growth curve. The idea is that human beings, human souls, are called walkers, as opposed to the angels that are described as standers. This is a verse in one of the prophets, is that the prophet is brought up into heaven, and then all the angels are standing like guards surrounding a palace. And it says, and then Hashem tells this prophet, they'll be standing, but you'll have the permission to walk past them. You can go past the angels. The angels are static. They're not growing. They may move in circles. They may sing all day. They may do God's bidding. But they're locked into their track. They have a track, and they follow that track. So they may be moving from heaven to earth, from earth to heaven in a vertical line. They may be moving in a circular line. There are all kinds of descriptions for what angels do. But it's all, in a way, stationary and static, because they're locked into their track. So they may move on the track, but they can't change the track. They can't go in new places. And a human soul can. So we are called movers, walkers. Natati lecha mahalachim ben ha'omdim ered. That's the verse. I give you the permission or the strength, the ability to walk. That is to constantly grow and learn and evolve and grow higher and higher. And that's how we should be as people of emunah, people of faith. To be constantly learning and growing and improving. And every time we reach a level, we can't be satisfied with ourselves and rest on our laurels that we have this level. We need to say, okay, so what's next? And emunah, the more it trickles down, the more it seeps down, it sort of raises us. It calls us from on high to grow and rise. Right? There's a famous Talmudic saying that every blade of grass has an angel that is calling on to it grow. The angel itself can't grow. Again, it's static. But the angel can call upon the blade of grass and tell the blade of grass, come on, come on, grow, grow higher, you can do it. And of course, it goes for people, for animals and people as well. We all have this kind of angel, and the angel is constantly prodding us and asking us to grow. And this is what is this angel? It's the power of emunah, of faith. We have it, and it raises us like a caretaker, raising us into ever growing, ever higher levels. And this is also connected to the fact that we spoke about this in the first class, that you can practice believing something, which is another word that has to do with the same root, lehit amen, to practice. This has to do, it's like the caretaker or the nanny. The nanny raises the child and becomes ever stronger, ever more mature. And this is like us practicing, doing something again and again, becoming all the time better. Of course, the first caretaker we had was Abraham, the protagonist of this week's parashot. And Hashem chose him because he saw that he's going to have this ability to raise future generations to walk in the path of righteousness and justice. אשר יצווה את בניו ואת ביתו אחריו ושמרו דרך השם לעשות צדקה ומשפט. השם recognized that Abraham will have the ability to teach his descendants the way of God, which is a way of doing righteousness and justice in the world, right? And of course, it's to this day, it's our mission. But it means constantly growing. Okay, so again, we had strength and we had trust and we had like this caretaker that raises us and educates us and we become increasingly better. The final and fourth meaning of what emunah is that the same root, aleph mem nun, is the root of art and artists. An artist is called an aman. Art itself is called omanut. Modern Hebrew would also differentiate between omanut and umanut. It's a bit like art and crafts. Omanut is art, creative, and umanut is like a technique. But in original Hebrew, it's one word. It's omanut. And so the root of omanut is the same root as emunah and emun, trust, and amen, strengthening, and omen, the caretaker. So the idea is, this is the finest level, the most practical level, the most grounded level. This is where emunah should lead to. In a way, the source of being an artist, of creativity, and in a way, we are all artists. Even if you're a computer programmer, and even if you're a janitor, and even if you, whatever it is you do, you can lead your life as an artist. You can lead your life artistically, creatively, in a way that you fashion your own life into a work of art, a piece of art. You want your life, the choices you make, the things you say, the way you say them, what you give to the world, the energy, the vibe that you give off, and the kind of life that you fashion, you want to do it in an artistic way. From the words you choose, to the way you design your home, to the decisions you make in your life, everything, you can make it a work of art, and you need to make it a work of art. And the more you're connected to this artistic part of you, this is, in a deep, interesting way, is very much connected to your emunah. It comes in a way from the same place. You have to trust this invisible talent within you, but on the other hand, you want to make it something that appears in the world. It's not, if it's only within your, inside your head, it's not art. Art has to materialize in the world and be visible to other people. So you take this invisible, you want to make it visible. And this is an act of faith. It's like a leap of faith. You have to be deeply connected to what you have to say, what's your mission and calling, and what you can produce and give to the world. And then you have to go out and produce it. And this also is a kind of leap of faith because it's frightening to do. But the more you do this, then the more, again, your life becomes like a work of art, and your own emunah, your own faith, your own deep, personal, unique connection to God becomes something that is concrete and it's in the world. Now, so it goes both ways, actually. It starts from deep, deep in your superconscious, in the recesses, the deepest recesses of your soul, that you have this talent, and it has to do with your emunah, your faith, your connection to Hashem. And then it goes all the way down until it becomes a work of art, or again, your life is the work of art. But then the second thing that happens is that now this work of art, whatever it is that you fashioned and made, the family that you raised, or the projects that you did in the world, or any good thing that you're doing that's like your art, this becomes a source of like what we call a returning light. It shows you your own emunah, your own faith, and it strengthens your faith. It shows you what you can produce, what you can accomplish. And then that gives you more strength to be more of an artist in the way you approach life. And then you have this kind of recursive dynamic that really propels you forward. And because the first it's very hard to do something creative, but then you see how it turns out, it works out. And suddenly you see with your eyes, this is the returning light, you see a piece of your invisible soul manifesting itself outside of you. And that makes it concrete, and you realize that your soul is real, and your emunah, your faith in yourself and in Hashem are very real, because now you see it with your own eyes and you made this. And then you're strengthened, you're emboldened to go even higher and deeper into yourself and do the same thing again and more forcefully, that you can take all these hidden talents and actualize them, take them from a state of potentiality to a state of actuality, and then they become something we can all see in the world. So these are the four meanings of the word emunah, the root of the word emunah. The highest level, the fifth level that we didn't mention, that's faith itself, and it can't be really explained and talked about. And then the four levels are the strength, when you're connected up on, when you're connected to heaven, you don't fall on earth. And the second level is the ability to trust Hashem, and then He can trust you and challenge you. And the third, you know, each one flows out of the previous one, is about emunah being the source of constantly learning and growing and maturing from a state of childishness to a more and more into a state of maturity. And the final level, and that's in many ways the fulfillment of this maturity, is that you're able to take everything that your emunah holds and you're able to somehow manifest it and give it to the world, and the world is blessed through your own deep individual unique faith in Hashem, your connection to Hashem. This video was made possible through the kind support of my sponsors over at Patreon. Patreon is a great way to help independent creators like myself produce original content. If you'd like to get more English language videos from me, please consider becoming a supporter via Patreon. You can find the link in the description below. Thank you very much.